Hi guys, hey, welcome to another episode of Your Receipts.
Meow.
You know how we do, the episode where we try and help you guys out with your problems, your issues, your dilemmas, your situationships, your situations, your relationship problems, your life problems, your parent problems, all the problems in the world.
Problems. Like,
we try and give our best advice as best as what we possibly can. But sorry, can I just tell you something?
Go on.
Last night I had a dream, and it was mad scary, you know.
What happened?
It was basically, I was in an Uber, and it proper felt real because the man that was driving the Uber was like this old man, and he looked, I won't say where he looked like he came from, but like, he had an accent, and then basically I was in the car and then he drove past, and my number was 10, so I was looking to go onto 10 Cambridge Road. I don't even know why it was Cambridge Road, that means nothing to me, I don't even know if that's a real place. So we got to Cambridge Road, but he was proper driving, and I was like, no, it's 10 Cambridge Road.
Oh, God.
And then he drove me all the way down to 96, Cambridge Road. So then I was like, sir, we passed Cambridge Road, and he was like, no, you put in 96. I was like, no, I definitely put in 10. And I was like, look, showing him the app. And he was like, no, on my app it says 96. I was like, okay, well, I need to go to 10, but you mind turning the car around? He was like, no, get out of my car, get out of my Uber now, just get out.
It's like my life, literally,
get out, I don't even want to see you. And then I was like, sir, I'm going to start recording you. And I got my phone out and I started recording. And he was like, bitch, I'm going to record you as well, you little bitch, I'm going to record you. And then we both just had our phones in each other's faces, and we were just both just going, I'm recording. And he was like, I'm recording too. And I just woke up.
I fucking hate you, Audrey.
Doesn't that sound mad real though?
Audrey.
When I woke up, I was so scared.
We would leave these kind of like.
No, I was so scared.
It was more funny than scary.
No, it was scary.
Why was that proper scary?
Like in my face, bruv. And he was proper like, I'm recording you. And I was like, I'm recording you. And he was like, I'm recording you. And we were both just recording each other. Anyway,
so scary.
Anywho, dilemma one.
Any dreams, Milena?
No.
Do you remember your dreams? Because I remember mine so vividly.
Every single day. And I remember dreams that I had when I was like 11, 12 years old. I dream every single night.
And some dreams, I just don't have a clue. But yeah, first dilemma. Right. Okay, cool. Oh, hi, Tolly. Hey.
Hey.
I appreciate you.
Oh, because we're just fucking potatoes, ain't we?
We're sides to the meat.
I just feel like I'm in the room laughing with you guys.
Aww.
Anyways, I have a dilemma. I'm from New York, but moved to Ireland for uni, and I'm graduating in November. Mm. When I graduate, I'm going back to New York, and realistically, won't have a reason to come back to Dublin. Fair. I've been in Ireland for 4 years and have been in the worst relationship. Oh, and now I've found someone that makes me happy, lifts me up.
Aww.
He makes me smile when he does dumb shit that makes my heart melt.
Aww.
My exes did nothing but make me feel like less, lock me in their spaces due to their insecurities and cheat. Mm. They all had narcissistic behaviors. I found myself crying on the phone to my man last night because I really miss him. I'm currently in New York with the family and will be away from him for 3 weeks. Unlike all other dumb fuck exes, he calls me and texts me to check up and tell me what's going on while I'm away. Take note of the time difference between Ireland and New York, 5 to 6 hours, please.
Mm.
Okay, so it's long, but my problem here is that I'm moving back to New York, November 2019, and he will still be in Dublin. Mm. He's Irish Nigerian. Fun accent.
Mm.
When I leave, he is looking for an engineering job in America, but still hasn't found, as he's also in his final year of uni and is going through the same stresses I'm going through. Dilemma one, should we end things when I leave Dublin or leave our relationship in God's merciful and love-filled hands?
Amen.
The above was actually sent via Twitter DM, but I didn't clock the email wall and all. That's okay. Since then, I've returned from holiday and I've seen him and been with him a lot lately. He's always looking for how to spend time with me when possible. And I'm always looking for us to spend little weekends away together in different hotels. Mainly so I can fuck on a different bed every weekend. Well, that went
all right now.
Yes!
So I can just be with him without my world headaches. Fair. I'm horny all the time.
Yo también,
and he's
mami.
Always got a boner when he's around me.
Ooh, me too.
Okay. All right,
the fact that we can literally have sex at any time seems kind of too good and crazy to me. Dilemma two, should we call the sex thing or is it just in my head? So this is long. Why are you calling the sex thing?
I thought she said, should we call off the sex thing and just give him head?
No. It's just in my head. No,
just have sex. That's your man. Have sex however many times
that's
you
your
want.
Man, man. There's no issue. You don't need to call that shit off. Trust me. Like when you, after you've been together a long time, those days end.
And take it all in before you meet in November and not seeing his dick as often.
Exactly. Oh. Taking all the dick, sniff the dick, hold the dick, spit on the dick, breathe on the dick, lick the dick, let the dick take over your life.
Why are you laughing like an evil witch? Thank you. I cannot just sort your life out. I cannot stand
it just brings me so much joy.
Dick.
Oh my god, yeah. Not your man's dick.
Yeah, don't pull off the sex, do your thing, enjoy your life.
Absolutely.
Your boyfriend enjoying it. Exactly. He hasn't grown when he's around you.
Imagine
just being around you
and just being hard all the time. Oh my god, that was sexy.
Although I do find
erect penises.
No, I just find like, do you know when men are at their heightened peak of like, oh, I need to get it. I find them so pathetic.
Oh, no.
But I think there might be a little part of that. Maybe have like traits of like, what's that word?
Dementia.
No, demisexual. Oh,
God forbid.
No, demisexualism.
No, it's that like, when you want to take over them.
Devil.
No.
Dominant.
Dominatrix. Dominatrix. Yeah. I think kings are dominatrix. Because when they like that, right, I find them really pathetic. And I kind of like, would it be like, oh, look how pathetic you are. Like, I don't know. But oh yeah, don't call it for sex. Relationship wise,
I don't think they should end it. Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, I would absolutely
like
carry on.
Happy, healthy.
And especially if, because I feel like with me, the thing with long term relationship is we have to have an end goal.
Yeah.
An end goal, if we're going to be together, is who's going to move? Are you going to move? He's willing. Sounds like he's looking for jobs in America.
Exactly. He's looking for jobs. You're taking steps.
Yeah.
All it is he's doing is waiting to graduate. And then it sounds like, and then he's looking for jobs. So you guys are making moves.
You're
like,
not going
until
November anyway. You never know. You could get a job by then in November in America. Like your life can change in a day.
Yeah,
so
just enjoy the days that you have.
Exactly.
And stop worrying about when things go wrong. But yeah, so you guys sound like you've got a happy, healthy relationship. Just
enjoy
carry on. Don't lose it.
And
don't throw it away.
Life is high. It's lit.
Exactly.
Or apply for 90 Day Fiance and go over there. Get married.
But she's from them anyway.
Yeah. No, him. So he can get what's it? KA? K2? KA?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm moving mad. The visa, so he can stay there.
I don't know what American visa
is called.
Yeah, but I know it's hard to get.
Yeah, proper.
Trust me, I tried.
Yeah. I actually really wanted to go to New York and have Cataleya there.
Why would you want to have a kid in America? That's the worst decision in the world.
I know.
So that you pay.
It's private health.
I know. After, I was like,
people
want to
leave America.
Enjoy your NHS.
I was gassed. I know, innit?
But NHS is the shit.
I was 22.
It has its problems, but I'm
still but I'm more or less appreciative of NHS. I cannot lie.
Yeah,
I
cannot lie.
It's when you're a different country and you're sick, you're like,
exactly.
NHS is it.
Exactly, they'll send you a hefty bill.
Well, next dilemma.
All right, cool, next one. Hi, ladies.
Hi,
firstly, just wanted to say that I love the podcast. You guys are truly amazing. I'm going to get straight into it because I don't want to go on. So here are my two dilemmas.
Let go.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm 16 years old.
Since you said you're 16, we are on Wizard Radio every Sunday night.
Yes.
And it is for the younger teenage audience because obviously like things like this are happening when we're getting emails from 16 and 15 year olds. So clearly a younger audience is listening to us. So it is us but edited. So you won't be hearing all the wild things as
much. Especially for you.
Absolutely.
But it's for you. Still is good content. So yeah.
Get involved. Cool. Anyway, I'm 16 years old and I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year. At the start of our relationship, I found it easy to balance the time I spent with him as well as making sure I still made time for my friends and my family.
Wait, sorry, I just heard that again. But then
balance,
to be fair,
it's a different generation, B. Anyway, however, I recently have been finding myself making him the priority over my friends. Your grammar and spelling is excellent as well. Often cancelling on plans
because
to be with him.
Just, when you leave that, you
True. That's when you become white. Yeah, because mine is just a mess. However, I've recently been finding myself making him priority over my friends, often cancelling on plans to be with him, etc. As well as this, I feel as if I'm beginning to depend on him for my own happiness.
Baby girl.
I find myself getting jealous and angry when he's with other people or if he doesn't text me for hours. Am I becoming the classic psycho girlfriend or is this normal? Just want some advice. What would you guys do? Secondly, I'm worried about being in a relationship at this age. I'm currently in sixth form doing my A-levels.
Aww.
After I finish, I'll probably want to go to uni or travel, but I'm worried I'll feel restricted because I want to stay where I'm living at the moment to be with my boyfriend. I want to make the most of my age and the freedom I have, but I also want to stay with him because I'm very happy. Can I do both? I hope this all makes sense. Thank you so much for all your help. Keep up all the incredible, inspiring work. XOXO.
XOXO, I love that.
So baby girl.
Kisses and hugs, kisses and hugs.
So as someone that was in a relationship from when I was 20, from when I was 14 till about 24 or something, please don't make this guy the center of your life. Like, literally. Honestly, I am speaking from pure experience. This is not even a, like, this is what I would do. This is like sheer experience. I've been in a situation when you're in. I've been like, oh my God, he's everything to me. Nothing else matters. I need to do everything to please him. Girl, don't do that. Like, that's one thing I didn't do, which meant that when we did break up, I still had my sanity. I know for a fact, if I made him the center of my life, I would have lost my shit.
Oh, you didn't do that?
No, I didn't. Oh. Like, I was around him a lot, but I still had my own friends. Only because he didn't want to be with me all the time anyway. So it wasn't even like a matter of choice. He just wasn't on it. But in terms of like, because I didn't do that, when things didn't work out, I still had my friends. I still had that cushion. I still had like, I didn't lose my mind or whatever. So please don't center him around your life. And don't even think about him as a way to restrict what you're going to do with your future. When you finish, go to uni. Don't you dare be like, I want to be near home for him. Don't you dare, baby girl. Like, I promise you, live your life. Like, live your life to its fullest. And if he's a good one and is for you, this will make him appreciate you more.
Absolutely.
100%.
Or it will work out regardless if it's meant to be. I feel like you can definitely do both. No one's, I'm not saying end it or dump him or anything like that. But like Tolly said, don't make him the center of your life. Don't make him the be all, the end all. You're so young. This is such a beautiful time in your life, such a beautiful age. Like, the world is your oyster. There's so many things at your disposal. And I would hate that you would like lose out on those experiences because of a guy. Like, and furthermore, what's he doing? Like, surely he should be thinking about you. Uni, he should be thinking about the same things you're thinking about. So if he may not be thinking those things, so don't let that filter down to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, let him do what he's doing. But if you've got hopes and aspirations and dreams that you want to achieve, go for them. Like, trust me, like, relationships, I'm not even trying to diminish what you guys have, because I'm not saying it's not real, but like, they do come and go, especially at this age. Do you know what I mean? So enjoy your life. You sound like you've got your shit together. You sound really smart. Your email was so well structured. So I'm guessing your life is well structured.
And in terms of like getting jealous of other people, once you've cemented your relationships outside of him, you won't get jealous anymore, because you know what that means.
Exactly.
So you know that it's not because, oh, he doesn't want to spend time with you or whatever, whatever. It's just because you need that. Please do not make a man or a girl, like, whatever relationship you're in, don't make them the center of your life. Like, I can't exaggerate how to, like, don't do that. Don't carry men on your head. Absolutely. Don't carry anybody. Don't carry them on your head. Live this life for you. This life is for the living.
Exactly.
Live it lavish and live it for you, hun.
Enjoy, like, flourish. Because travel.
People make decisions that benefits them the most. Yeah. Especially, you're 16. This is the best age for you to be selfish.
Like, you should absolutely 16. Be. Like, nobody should be getting in your path. Like, nobody. This time it is for you. You don't have kids. You don't have a husband. You don't have a mortgage. You just have you, and just do what you want
to
do.
And you have time to do all of that.
Please, depending on the state of your relationship. Go to uni, single man.
I can't lie, man.
I mean, I didn't go uni
All it's going to do is just cause stress, because you're just going to feel guilt.
Especially if you've got to separate uni. Exactly.
You just feel guilt that you're like living your life, and you shouldn't be carrying that on your head. Like, you should be living your life unapologetically and guilt free.
I can't lie. That's one thing I tell people, to go to uni single.
I've been telling my sister.
No.
Do you know what? My friend Jess, she broke up with her boyfriend before they went to uni, and then she was single all throughout uni, lived her best life, and guess what? They're 30 and they got married.
Lit. That is the
that is amazing. That is
and they got married and they got two kids. So the point is, if it's meant to be, you will come back together. Do you know what I mean?
That is lit.
But I'd say, if you want to have a conversation with him, be like, look, this is how I'm feeling. These are the things that I want to do, go to uni, travel, whatever. He should be encouraging. He should be like reassuring
you. Even if he fucking isn't, she doesn't need his approval. It's a 16-year-old.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying approval, but she clearly, wants to make it work. Listen, at 16, we all thought we were grown.
But you're not.
Yeah, but
that's what's important.
But we thought we were.
That's what we're here for. We're here for, to remind you that you're not grown.
You are not. You're a kid.
You're a kid. You're a
but how many people told you that you weren't grown at 16? And how many people did you listen
only
to?
Only my mum.
When she didn't want to go out. The ones that were like 18, 21 years, that gave me advice. Of course, I listened to them because I looked up to them. And to be fair, I didn't have any people to look up to. I had my sister. But I didn't have this conversation with my sister. If I was 16 and I had me or us on this platform, and there's a big 29-year-old woman that's telling me,
sis, live your life for yourself. And I'm 16. I'm going to listen
to that. A 29-year-old.
If we're going to be influential, let's be influential with sense.
Yeah.
Let's talk to a 16-year-old youth to help you in your future. No, hon. What I'm telling you is, after this, I'm going to uni. I don't care if you want to stay in Bromford.
Yeah, that's
on you.
But that's what I'm saying. Have a conversation with him. Tell him what you want to do. And if he's there, he's there. And if he's not, fuck off.
Mm. But tell him. Don't ask.
This is what the plan is.
I'm going to uni, blah, blah, blah. But don't let his influence hold you back, basically, from doing anything you don't want to do.
Exactly.
That is what I'm saying.
All right, next dilemma.
Next dilemma. Hi girls, I just want to say how much I love the podcast. I found you guys about 3 months ago and since then have listened to every single episode.
Oh, wow.
Oh, thanks, girl.
3 months. Okay. So I'm the world's biggest hopeless romantic. You know what I mean. And all I want is a man who loves me and someone I can make happy. I recently started talking to a guy who works for my dad. My dad has a very high profile job and this guy is basically his right hand man.
Okay.
He also told him if he ever went near me, he would break his legs. I know my dad is only being protective, but we have really bonded after I attended some of their work events.
So how old is, for reference, how old is she? How old is her dad? How old is her dad's friend? Do you know any of that?
We don't know that.
Okay, cool. You people.
We've been talking a lot over the past couple of weeks and I can't help but get butterflies when I see a message from him. Things have started to heat up a little bit as well in our messages. And well, I want to show him I'm not all talk. Oh, I want to show him that I'm not all talk when it comes to our kinky messages. My question is, do you think I'm playing with fire here or should I just grow up and go on a date with him? Also, do you think he is just going after me because I'm forbidden fruit? I'm not going to lie. This guy is fit. And well, I have the curves, just not exactly in the right places. What? And well, I have the curves, just not exactly in the right places. I would really appreciate any help you gals could give.
So basically she's flirting with her dad's,
I think you're moving mad,
insubordinate or whatever the word is.
You're moving very mad. You're moving very, very mad.
No, but so is the dad's right hand.
Yeah.
He is moving mad.
Yeah, no, he's definitely
moving mad. He's definitely moving mad.
He's not going to listen to this.
Exactly.
You, okay, I'm moving.
Relax.
Oh my God, you people don't see your parents, your own dad.
He already said he's going to break his legs.
Someone's lips in their dad's boyfriend's dad.
Where is the respect?
What happened to respect?
What happened to respect?
That guy should be seen as an uncle. Like anyone that my dad is around is basically an uncle.
I promise you, there's not been someone that's around my parents, and I thought,
exactly.
I'll text him. He's definitely moving mad. He's definitely putting a strain on him and your dad's relationship.
He's disrespectful.
And if your dad's in a high profile job, so he's doing something relatively important. He's fucking up business
and
as
he's
well.
He's trying to fuck up his daughter
for young pussy. What's wrong with you people, man? And also, I don't know what the age difference is here. But so I'm already feeling uncomfortable anyway.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm sorry.
It's weird. You're landing on needed territory. It's not necessary, sis. You don't need this drama.
And you know she sounds young as well because she's saying that she wants to show him that she's not capable grown, of yeah, doing yeah, all these kinky things that she said
if
in the messages.
If you have to prove something to a guy, it means you're probably too young to be dating him. Yeah. If you feel like you have to prove to him that you're grown.
And because he's older, 24 is because he's so much more experienced.
So she's probably gassed.
Don't do anything with him, man. Stop talking to him.
Delete his number.
If you can't see, if you're you don't have to see him. Is it by force you got your dad's office?
What are you doing there?
Yeah, no. Just no, I'm not on it. It's a no for me.
Colleague, people are very
close
wild. Right hand man. So that could be his assistant. You people are putting your parents in positions where you want your dad to get fired, lose his job, and then he can't pay the mortgage, and then you guys will be homeless. What do you want?
Over what?
Position where he's punches the man up.
Exactly.
And then he has repercussions at
next
work.
Next thing he's in a lawsuit, and it'll be all because of you.
Because of kinky messages.
It's not necessary. Go and find someone else.
Go
and write
fan fiction somewhere.
Go and pick up Tracy Beaker.
This is wild.
No, if you want to talk in sex, go write sexual fan fiction. Is there an avenue for that? No, or meet someone that's not
in your dad's office
with your dad.
Or even in the office that doesn't work with your dad. Go to logistics and find one of the printer boys. Do that.
Right. Next time. Ladies, can I just say how grateful I am for being such a source of positivity through my breakup? Aww. You really helped me see the funny side when I thought things would never get easier.
Oh, I hope you're okay, baby girl.
Here's my dilemma.
I'm 23 years old and break up with my boyfriend of 4 years and 3 months. I was under a lot of stress when with things at work, and he recently moved 4 hours away. My mental health massively deteriorated, and I panicked and thought cutting it off would make things easier. It didn't. Safe to say, my low mood and anxiety got worse after breaking up, and I made some bad decisions. I had one night stands with two of our mutual friends and two guys that he specifically had a problem with during our relationship, as they were too flirty with me. Not the best behavior, I know. But a girl was just trying to get under people to get over him, and these guys laid it on.
Because they're enemies, of course they did.
Of course
they did.
They're
ops.
It's been a messy breakup, and I've slept with my ex multiple times since. He directly asked me if I'd slept with boy A that he didn't like. I said yes. He completely freaked out and made me promise that would never happen again. That would never happen.
He's
with
got
boy
a fucking
B.
cheek. Did you dump me?
No, she dumped him.
She dumped
but
him.
But also made me promise. What kind of man is this? He didn't say fuck off, get out of my house. Exactly. He said made me promise to never do it again.
Oh my God. But he loves her.
That nothing ever happened with boy B. I promised him multiple times. I know that's fucked up because she has slept with boy B.
Yeah.
But I couldn't cope with hurting him even more. A few weeks later, he's now messaging me saying, even though he's still so angry, he hasn't stopped loving me, and maybe we can work things out. Safe to say, I'm massively disappointed in myself, and I'm really struggling to love myself again. These are my questions. Should I tell him about the other guys? One of them is definitely someone who would count as his boy.
Oh.
Or is it better being left in the dark? There is a big chance that he won't want me back after this, and telling him will just fuck up his head for no reason. If I don't tell him, how do I cope with the guilt? Really struggling with him, letting him still love me and think that it could work one day when he doesn't know the whole story. Or is it that I've done what we've broken up is none of his business? So if it sounds overdramatic for the situation, I'm just struggling with my self-worth for the first time in my life and really appreciate some guidance.
You guys already know my stance when it comes to confessing. So I keep the same energy in 2018 and 17 and now 19. Don't say diddly.
No, I think that would be worse. No,
don't say diddly.
I think the boy would even tell him.
No, it doesn't matter. If he wants to tell him, let him tell him.
And then what?
What proof does he have that I slept with him? What proof does he have? Does he have my DNA? I will deny that shit until the cows come home.
Deny.
It wasn't me, and the words are Shaggy and was Stevie J. I don't think you should say diddly. I'm not being funny, but what good is going to come from confessing? If someone can write me an email and tell me what good has ever come from confessing anything, then maybe my stance will change. But until that day, I don't believe anything good ever comes from confessing.
You should get the same energy for men. Men shouldn't confess either.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should. If it's going to hurt me, if I find out and something comes to me, that's very different. But why would you confess? If I'm in a good mood, I'm making a bacon and egg sandwich, and then suddenly you come into the room and confess that you cheated on me.
Because that's just piling their guilt onto you.
Exactly. All you're doing is exactly, because you're trying to offload. You're trying to offload your guilt onto me so that you don't have to deal with the burden anymore. When you suffer in silence and let me continue being ignorantly happy. That's my stance personally. Do you know what I mean? Again, like, if it reveals itself, that's very different. But all this confession stuff, like, I don't agree with it at all. You guys weren't together. You don't owe him anything. You don't owe him an explanation. If you cheated on him, I still wouldn't think you should confess, personally. But you didn't even cheat on him. You ended it and you did what you did. Granted, you shouldn't have done it. But I feel like so long as you learned the lesson and you know that you're not going to do it again, I don't see why you should hurt him even more. He was already distraught and made you promise about the other guy. So you now want to add the other scenario into it.
But I don't think the problem here is her sleeping with somebody else. It's the person who she slept with.
It's the enemy. It's the ops.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. It's his
boy. She should have thought about that before she slept with the ops.
So two of his ops and one of his
boys. That is mad. That is mad. And on top of that, she broke up with him. It wasn't like he was like,
so wait,
I'm
so
done.
Dumped him and then
slept with his ops.
Yeah,
I still don't think you should confess that.
Do you know what?
It's too much for one man to take. Oh my God, you're trying to kill him.
It's a lot. I never should get back with him. I don't think she wants to be with him.
You clearly don't respect him.
She doesn't want to be with him. And let me tell you, the only reason why she wants to get back with him is because she thinks that being with him is going to ignite her self-worth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like it's gonna make things go back to normal again. It's gonna repress her guilt. It's gonna make her feel worthy again. Han, you're going through some shit.
Yeah, have time out.
Like, so what if he still loves you? So fucking what?
Exactly.
So a lot of people that still love me
still love people. Do you know what I mean? Bear man still love me. Mm-hmm. I have to live this life.
Exactly.
I have to remain true to myself.
Because she still loves me. Doesn't have to go back to you. Like,
yeah.
Like, this breakup made you like do things mad. You said you're going through a lot of stress and like the whole like, because I don't believe in getting under to get over. I don't believe in that. I think it's silly. You don't want to be with him. You just want to go back so you feel less guilty for what you've done.
You want to make it up to him,
and
really,
for him to make you feel worthy again, because you know, like you've done some things, don't feel great about yourself, and you, like you said, it's the first time you've questioned yourself. So if you're questioning who you are, I would say this is not the best time to get into something with somebody else. Like, I don't, because otherwise you're going to seek validation of who you are in that person. Like, I don't understand how, I don't know what's going on with me, I'm not sure. Ding, 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 I'll get in a relationship. Yeah. That ain't going to help shit.
No, it's not going to help
Work out who you are, work out what you're going through, whatever. And then once you work that out, if you decide you want to be with him after, would I tell him?
Bless you.
I wouldn't.
No, I
would literally, I'd be like, you know what, this is what I'll do. When this talks, I was like, you know what, whatever happened when we were broken up, I think let's just leave it as that. There's no.
That's
point.
Exactly what I
would do. You know them conversations. I'll be like, whatever you did, like, I don't want to know. Let's just leave it as that. Let's just, you know, there's no point. Let's start fresh.
Let's start fresh. If we're going to carry on this relationship, it's a clean slate.
Yes, clean slate.
This is day one.
This is day one. New beginning.
Forget anything.
I don't let them words
in it. The past is the past.
I want the future with you.
This is our future now. There's no point looking back at the past. Let's look forward. In fact, tell him.
Backwards ever. Forward ever.
That's what you
need.
That matters. And that's it.
Facts.
You people.
Oh, so that true. Is jokes. But yeah.
Next time.
My stance is the same forever.
Hi, girls. Love you so much. You truly brighten up my day each week. And I'm sending you all the love and blessings into 2019.
Hey.
Oh, wow. I'm 19 and in my first year of uni in London. And my boyfriend lives about an hour and a half away. So we see each other weekly. And it's been working really well. We've been together a year and a half. So it was always planned that when I got my student house for second year, that we would move in together. Last week, he went to go and visit his boys in Bristol, and came back telling me he doesn't want to move to London anymore, but live there instead. Oh, so he wants to live in Bristol instead.
Right.
I got really upset and he insists that it's got nothing to do with me. He just loves the city. I can understand why moving to London would be hard for him, as my family is much better off than his. That sounds like gloating, but it's not. And he wouldn't have the financial support that I have in the city. I'm struggling with this all as I can't do a long distance relationship, and he insists that he will still see me every weekend, but I know this isn't true. How do I tell him that I need our relationship to go forward rather than backwards, as I can't do another 2 years without living without to another 2 years without living with him?
Did you die the first 2 years? Let people do what they want to do. Look,
oh my God. PSA.
If you allow your partner to live their best life, they will be the best version of themselves for you, because they don't resent you. They didn't feel their love, and they were going to put that good energy onto you.
And they're there because they
want to
be there.
Because they want to be there. Yeah. If you now do the other way, where you force them to move in with you, they will not be happy. No. Therefore, your relationship will be affected.
And they're going to hate you.
Let people have their individual lives. And if you feel like that doesn't work for you, leave each other.
Yeah. Let him go to Bristol. Let him live there. And if he doesn't come out every weekend, and you can't deal with it. Bye,
Baba.
Ciao.
Our Nigerian and New York friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're going to make it do what it do. You're in Bristol. Like, this is not that deep. Like,
Bristol and London, it's not that deep.
It's really not
that
far. It's literally a train away. Like, it's, I mean, come on, sis.
Let him do what he's doing.
Let the man flourish.
Let him do what he's doing.
Be with someone and I feel like I was holding them back, you know. I wouldn't be comfortable.
Because I feel like I can smell it on them. Exactly. I can smell their resentment.
And every time you look at me, you're thinking, this bitch.
Exactly. I want anybody that's in my presence, whether that's friendship, family, relationships, I want you to be there because you want to be there, not because you're scared that I might do something crazy or you feel guilt. Be there because you
especially
want to be
you
in my presence.
Uni,
oh my God.
If he wants to live in Bristol,
everyone that goes
to
uni,
let
him flourish.
Like, let him do what he wants to do. You lot will make it work. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Stop forcing people to do things because you feel like, oh, this is for our relationship. What's, are we married? We've got kids.
No.
At this moment, I know people say, oh, relationship is about compromising. No, not when I'm at uni, but leave me alone. I don't want to live in London.
Education,
I think there should be a criteria to applying to unis, being single. Like, can everyone just be single, please?
I can't go another 2 years.
you die, you were actually, you're still together, you know.
You're still together. It worked out. You can still do it. And if him, if all I'm gonna say is, if his life decisions doesn't align with yours, you can always leave him and find a man in London.
You can.
Always.
That's always an option.
That's always an option.
Find someone that wants to be in your pocket. People will just be happy and be better in relationships if they're truly happy within themselves and doing what they love. Stop restricting people, man. For what? For love.
For love.
Fuck out of here.
This bloody love. Let me tell you something now about this bloody love. I'm sick and tired of hearing it about it, quite frankly. Like,
sick of this shit.
Be logical sometimes. Apply logic to things. Do you know what I mean? Like, not everyday love, innit? All right, cool. Next one. Hi, girls. I just want to start off by saying how much I appreciate you. You're such an added beneficiary to my life. Uh-huh. Beneficiary, you know, love it. So I'm a 25-year-old female and only just now getting into sex. Late by everyone else's standards, but just perfect by mine.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Wow.
I haven't actually done the deed yet, but I've been in situations where things got hot and heavy and I've had to stop down there. And I had to stop because down there ain't looking as cute as what it should or could. I've tried shaving using those cheap orange disposable razors, and I really liked the results. But as the hair was growing back, it was unbearably itchy.
Yeah, you've been there. Trust me, bruv. Stop putting your crotch against walls.
Right.
I would be out in public. The image I just got online.
I would be out in public, and my lower body would just be doing twist and contour.
Yep, yep.
Just so I could discreetly try and scratch it. I remember having to run, literally run back home after work one day just so I could scratch in peace. I want to shave down there again, but I'm frightened that the same itching problem will happen. Yes, it will.
It will.
I'm aware waxing will probably help, but in this economy, I can't be spending money like that every time I grow pussy hair. Any tips or advice would be very much appreciated. P.S. I've also tried trimming, but is it just me or does the hair also feel dagger sharp when you do this?
Dagger trimmed, sharp, you know.
Okay.
I've never waxed in my life, you know.
I only wax when I go on holiday.
Yeah, I wax when I go on holiday.
And do you know what? The shaving thing, I use hair removal cream. Do you know what I realised? Like, no matter what technique you use, it's going to itch regardless, because when the hair grows back, unfortunately, it just itches. I do think it itches more with shaving though. And I don't shave because I was getting really bumpy and rashy down there and it was really disgusting.
Sexy.
Do you know what I mean? So I stopped shaving for that reason alone. I personally use hair removal cream and that seems to do the trick. It doesn't itch as much, but there's a really good product. I'll email it to you because we're not doing free ads anymore and I'm sick and tired of it. Mm-hmm. But there's a really good product that I use and it's for ingrown hair and it actually relieves the itching as well. And I found it really works for me. So I'll email you back the name of that product so you can get it in any of these high street stores.
Because yeah, once I used hair removing a product, I used one and I literally, the rash that I got, it was burning.
It's so sensitive down there, man. Honestly, you have to just be careful. Yeah. I wish we could just be hairy.
Do you know what? You can. Let me tell you that.
You can.
You can just be hairy. Like, it's not linked to hygiene. It's not linked to any of that. You can just be hairy.
And this doesn't stop man from doing shit.
For man, it's still the box. Like, any grown man is telling me I'm not having sex with you because you're hairy down there, fuck out of here. But what do you mean?
If you're going to do it, obviously, it's not even hygiene.
It's not for hygiene.
It's a myth. It's true.
Like, you can just be hairy. If you're finding that much discomfort from it, you can just be hairy.
John, it is. Because sometimes it's so, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see it sticking out the sides, it is unattractive.
I get that, but shit, so it's better than itchy.
I don't want to have a bald pussy that's itchy.
It's better than leaving your office to go and
to go itch. I feel like, yeah, you could just be hairy for a while. And let's say you know that maybe you might be intimate with someone or whatever. You like, if you feel more comfortable, you like remove the hair there before that. Yeah, and waxing does help a bit more. I was going to say laser, but again, the economy is tight to be spending money to remove hair from your body. Get a better razor for one. Stop using the big ones. Get a good Wilkinson one again for your ads. Get a good Wilkinson one.
And shaving foam as well.
Use shaving foam to do it. And then once you do it, like that, you can get
exfoliate
down there. And I also use when I shave my legs or whatever, I use post shaving cream that I use to lotion as well. And also, I don't use what do you put them for? Shaving foam.
Yeah.
I use baby shower gel. Or a really good shampoo.
Sweet.
So I put that on my legs first and then I shave.
And then shave, yeah.
And then I do post shaving cream after it and lotion.
And you have to rub it down with aloe vera because my vagina, honestly, it was so bumpy and rushy. It was disgusting. But now it's so fucking smooth.
Please,
like,
saying it was bumpy and rushy.
It was bumpy and rushy. But now it's hella smooth because I started using that product. I was saying the ingrown thing. So it got rid of all my ingrowns. And then I just started like scrubbing it down and exfoliating after I shave. And I use aloe vera on top of it. Sweet as a
smooth.
Sweet as a fresh mango from a tree in Ghana. Sweet like mangoes, bro.
But yeah,
that's my process. I mean, everyone's vagina is different, isn't it?
Yeah, and also,
do you know what? Right? I think because it was your first time you shaved, that's why it was mad itchy.
Oh, God,
I feel like it gets
mad.
It lessens.
No, the itch you'll just be in a shop study.
No, literally, I remember one time I was uni and I'd shaved and I was like, no, this is itchy, to the point of like, my boyfriend at the time, I was just like, you're fucking prick, what have you done?
Yeah.
Like, I went to the nurse, I was like, it's itchy. And she was like, it's just ingrown hair.
I was like, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're doing cha-cha slide in your chair.
Well, honestly, doing cha-cha slides, it's nuts.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think
it's not that easy.
Yeah, like if you shave and do all of the tips that we gave, or just let your hair hang out.
Yeah, let it all hang out.
Hair over here, ain't nothing over there. Hair there and everywhere.
I'm too funny.
Another dilemma?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Cool, let's go. Hey guys, your podcast is literally the only reason I sometimes feel motivated and the reason I'm alive because I believe things can get better.
Oh, babe.
Okay, trigger warning. My problem is that recently my twin sister passed away due to suicide. And since we were twins, my parents kind of blamed her death on me. Like, did you know about her situation? Why didn't you tell us beforehand? We could have avoided this. Keep in mind, this past year, we both had grown apart due to university because I do medicine and she does dentistry. So our timetables didn't fit together at all. However, I do feel like they're right because family is always first. Huh?
No, I
don't know how to get out this feeling. And it has put me under so much pressure to the point I haven't slept in a matter of 2 weeks because I keep getting these anxiety attacks. And to add, I recently found out that we adopted, like, wow, 18 years, my whole life has been a lie.
Wow.
I am currently a mess and any advice you can give me will be appreciated.
Gosh.
This is a lot.
This is a lot to dissect and break down.
Sorry for your sister. And I can say this with all of my chest and conviction. It is not your fault.
It is not in the slightest your fault.
Because the same way you could have avoided it, your parents could have avoided
exactly,
it. So
yeah.
like none of you could have avoided it. But I'm like, if you could have done, they could have avoided it. You could have avoided it. You're all family. So it's definitely not. I can understand how someone dying will leave you feeling guilty, especially when it's your twin. Mm. And especially when like, They took their own lives. There's always going to be a, what could I have done? Mm. Could I have spent more time with them? What was the last thing I'd done? Even when someone dies of old age or whatever, there's still some sort of guilt. Like, I didn't spend enough time with them. I should have done this. I should have done that. So, of course, death always has elements of guilt that it leaves you with. But, like, please know that it's not your fault. Like, there was nothing you could have done.
Not one thing.
And this was a decision your sister took. And, like, as hard as it is, it's not on you. Like, it really isn't. Of course you have every right to feel sad, and of course you're going to get anxiety, of course you're going to find it hard to sleep. You've just gone through losing your sister. Like, that's huge. That is absolutely huge. And on top of that, to find out you were adopted.
Exactly.
I think the best thing to do is definitely see someone, definitely like see a counsellor and see a therapist or whatever the best option is. But how I would deal with is, let's say outside of that, deal with one thing at a time.
Yeah.
At the moment, I need to grieve my sister.
Mm-hmm.
The adoption thing has to be parked.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was revealed to you now.
That's just so odd.
It seems like really bad timing, but I don't know, maybe something happened and it had to come out or whatever. But like, in this very moment, you just need to think about like grieving your sister and getting yourself to some sort of peace. It's not going to happen overnight. And I'm so happy that we have this platform. And like you said, it makes you like smile or whatever. So any little part of us that makes you smile, please know that you can carry on. And please know that there's so much more to life to live. Like,
absolutely.
And just know that you have us as well. Sorry to cut you, Tolly. And just know that you've got us as well. So if there's any time that you are feeling down or you just want someone to talk to, email us, DM us, whatever it is, like, we will reply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. I think like it's 100% not your fault. So
no.
you know, I feel like with, I don't know, I can't relate because I've never experienced it, but I can imagine that when you lose someone to suicide, everybody in the family is like confused and you're trying to find,
find an
some
answer.
Sort of resolution.
But you never will.
But no. You never will, because at the end of the day, no matter how close you are, you could be so close to someone, nobody knows what someone's living with internally.
Exactly.
So there's absolutely nothing that you could have done, your family could have done. And even though obviously your family are wrong for like making you feel even in the slightest that it could have something to do with you, but I think that it's just everybody in a state of confusion trying to piece together what could have happened and trying to blame, like, and sometimes putting blame on someone, it just gives you an answer. So
I don't think they're doing it as blame, they're just doing it as like
a solution,
death is so permanent and so you can never get an answer.
Exactly.
You can never ask your sister, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You'll never, do you know what I mean? So like everyone's just trying to get answers from somewhere or do something. So I don't necessarily think they're blaming you or was putting it on you. They're probably between each other saying, why didn't we know? Like, did she tell you anything? Absolutely. It's just people like craving answers, I think.
I totally agree. So if there's anything that you can take away from our advice, because obviously there's only so much we can like say and detail, I hope that the one thing you take away is that this is not your fault at all, and don't you dare blame yourself for any of this. And like Tolly said, take the time out to grieve the loss of your sibling. I feel like it's a whole different another level being a twin as well. So take that time that you need. Like, this is not an easy loss. Like, no loss is easy, but I can imagine this just being, I don't know, just that little bit more painful because you have that connection. You know, you were born on the same day.
Yeah, like,
you were raised up, you know, it's like your second arm. So.
And also, don't feel bad that you grew up, like, you had a point where you grew apart a little bit. That's
you were individuals.
Like, and that's the thing, death does that as well, because death makes you think, like, oh, I should have spent more time.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have messaged. But, like, life happens. And sort of thing. And we can't consistently wear that weight on our shoulder of like, I should consistently spend more time. I could constantly do this, because we just don't know. Like, you just don't know. When she was doing her uni, you were doing your uni, so it's not your fault that you didn't message her every day. It's not your fault that things like went apart for a little while. Don't allow this to make this your fault. But I think the adoption bit, that one I'll put it back in my mind for now.
Compartmentalize that for now and deal with it when you are more at peace with what's just happened, and just grieve.
And if you've got ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, ask all the questions you need to do. If you want to speak to someone, like, just
don't keep it bottled.
Yeah,
in.
Absolutely. And don't blame yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we love you.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
Peace out.
But yeah, that is it for this episode of The Receipts. Oh, your receipts. The receipts. Wait.
It's all one, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know where we are.
You know what this is. It's your receipts presented by the Receipts Podcast. So thank you very much for listening. If you have any advice or anything, please use the hashtag the Receipts Podcast. I know sometimes you like try to like link up with each other and we'll be emailing us to speak to somebody else that's emailed, but like there's a protection in it.
Yeah, GDPR,
like, we can't be giving each other. Yeah, we can't be giving you people. We can't be identifying people's issues or whatever. So if you feel like you want to connect with someone, use the tweet, like, oh, the girl that did this, and hopefully that person will see the tweet and then get out of their own thing. But we can never link people together.
No, legally, because, we're not actually allowed.
Yeah, like, legal aside, like, that's their business.
Yeah.
Now you know who sent that dilemma.
Yeah.
Like, whether they want you to, sort of thing. So, you can use Twitter, the hashtags there as a forum. And hopefully, like, on a longer day, long-term-wise, we will have places where people can actually talk to each other,
absolutely,
if it is a form, if it is whatever. But yeah, that's a goal. But yeah, thank you as usual for sending in your receipts. We hope that everybody listens, found some sort of resolution.
Yep.
Yeah, resolution or solution to whatever they were going through. And if you didn't, hopefully just laughed a little bit.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I've been your girl, Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mama said, double N, I said cheers.
And peace out. A-Town down. Do-da-da.
Okay.
All right.